Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And it's all about resolutions. That's what we've been talking about today is resolutions. But right now we're talking about predictions. My predictions, my 2012 predictions, which this is my 12th annual list of predictions. And if you remember, I just went over my 2011 predictions about three weeks ago. And as you may know, unlike a lot of people who make predictions, I actually come back at the end of the year and reconcile what happened against what I said, what I predicted, and give myself a score. And so far, over 11 years, I'm at 70.4% accuracy. So let's see how this is going to shape up this year. Here, the next predictions I have are, the next two or three are about small business. What about the economy and small business? And the first prediction is this. The U.S. economic growth, that's gross domestic product, GDP, will improve 2012 over 2011. In 2011, it was 1.7%, less than 2% for the whole year. It might inch up a little bit because the fourth quarter was a pretty good quarter, but it's still going to be less than 2%. In 2012, it's going to be over 2%. It's not going to be over 3%. It's going to be I'm going to say it's going to be no higher than 2.5%. And I'm basing this, folks, based on the trajectories I'm seeing, based on the credit markets, based on the level of uncertainty I'm still seeing out there among small business owners and all that. So about 2.5% or so on the GDP. Next prediction is about small business. Small business optimism. This is based on the way that Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB survey shows it. Small business optimism will improve over recent years, which have been record low years of optimism. I think 2012 will be a better year. Not a great year, but a better year for small business optimism. Next prediction. Small business growth plans, which continue to be held back by the dam of uncertainty, with all the rhetoric and everything and all the policies that have really made small business owners feel uncertain, that dam will break this year, 2012, and it will set up an expansion year for 2013. Now, the dam will break to a lesser degree if President Obama is reelected, but it will break. It will break to a lesser degree if he's reelected. But even four more years of President Obama will not hold back this growth that I think will happen. Next prediction. This is about jobs. Unemployment will remain above 8%. It'll be probably close to 8.5% due to the real estate challenges we're still having out there, all the anti-business rhetoric and policies that we're hearing and seeing, the technology advances that are helping people not have to hire as many people. And one other thing, structural unemployment. A combination of all those things is going to make unemployment remain painfully high, above 8%. And that structural unemployment, folks, that's what I'm going to talk about now, this next prediction. I'm going to use the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. One of the great lines there was, "Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink." With millions unemployed, expect reports that skilled jobs are going to go unfilled due to a lack of qualified applicants. Even though we've got millions of people without work, you will hear reports this year of people who need workers. They're hurting. They can't grow their business because they can't hire enough people, but they can't find those people because they're not qualified. And that's what structural unemployment is all about, folks. It's millions of people unprepared for 20th century jobs. And all I can say is, candidates, call your campaign offices. You need to be talking about this. Next prediction. This is just in the area of miscellaneous politics. The geopolitics, which in this case Iran, and election year politics, which is jobs and trade, will cause congressional Democrats and President Obama to agree to the construction of the Keystone Pipeline. That's the one that from Canada to Texas that's going to bring oil down from Canada. They will approve that this year because of geopolitics. They don't want oil prices to go too high. And because of election year politics, it does create jobs. Next predictions. The behavior of the Wall Street, the Occupy Wall Street participants, that whole movement, will increasingly look more like anarchy than reform. Look for that. Next prediction. Once a leading indicator of the economy, Wall Street will continue to be merely a leading indicator of itself. That means that Wall Street is, in terms of Main Street, Wall Street is not, I'm not going to say it's irrelevant, but it's not helping us. Wall Street has become the enemy of capitalism. You heard me say that before. And there was a time when it was considered the leading indicator of the economy. Whatever was happening on Wall Street would indicate what was coming up for the economy. That's no longer true. And last prediction in this segment, the Supreme Court will rule against the individual mandate in Obamacare as it violates the Constitution's Commerce Clause prohibiting the government from mandating citizens purchase a product. I believe that the Obamacare has already been weakened on many fronts. They've actually abandoned several of the elements of Obamacare because they just wouldn't work. They just literally were defective. But I believe that the coup de grace will be the Supreme Court ruling against this because of the Commerce Clause. The Commerce Clause basically has been believed to mean that the federal government can't require you and me to purchase anything. And the mandate in the Obamacare does just that. And so I think it'll be struck down. Part of that will be struck down by Supreme Court in 2012. Quick break. More predictions after these messages, including a football score. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.